Man or whale, you decide. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
This might seem to be laziness. It's not. We're all sitting around after the radio show wishing we had played this again.
His name is Tim Storm. He's got the world's...
I doubt it.
He's got the world's deepest voice.
He claims to have a 10-octave range. Is that right?
As a
it's
guy,
like way, way more than a piano.
As a guy who's been in the radio business my whole life, the whole idea of having a radio voice has always been very, very annoying. Because
yeah, I know.
There are a lot of people with deep voices that got nothing to freaking say.
And a lot of geniuses who have funky voices. Like Ben Shapiro. He's only got a zillion podcast downloads, you know, all the time. And he sounds like he's 12.
Nobody cares what your voice, how low your voice
is. Oh, you know who he sounds like exactly? And if you get this, you get this. Number 5 from the Umbrella Academy. He sounds exactly like that character. The character has been stuck in time as like a 14-year-old. He's actually pushing 60, but he's wearing a schoolboy uniform and the knee socks and everything. And sounds exactly like Ben Shapiro.
I remember when we first interviewed for this job, though, we passed a guy in the parking lot who we ended up getting to know. Yeah. Really nice guy named Jeff Bell, broadcaster. Really good. Talented, nice guy.
Yeah.
But we got an incredibly low voice.
Oh, yeah. We're walking up the line. Well, go ahead if you're going to tell him.
We met him in the parking lot or wherever it was. Okay. Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
I can't even.
How are you?
His voice
like,
was
so... Both of us went,
we both looked at each other like, good Lord.
Did that register on the Richter scale? Dude's got a low voice.
Nothing compared to Tim Storm, Joe, who's got the world record low voice. How low is it? It's 8 octaves lower than the lowest G on the piano. So if you have any
idea...
Again,
that's just clicking. That's like a whale.
If you have any idea what the low note on a piano sounds like, if you put two pianos side to side and they continued to go down as you went, it would be the far left of two pianos.
Wow.
Would be the note that he hits in this song at some point.
There are a few things I'm more ignorant about than the actual mechanics of music. What is the octave range of a piano? Like, if that low note to the high note, is that...
I should know that. It's 88 keys. There's 12 notes per chromatic scale, so doing the math, what is that like? I don't know. It's too much math.
But the black keys are all the sharps and flats, so it's all whole notes on the keys, so that'd just be 8 then? So is it 10 octaves on a piano?
So this guy has the range
know,
of a piano.
No, it's bigger than that. No, it can't be, because 12 notes, what's 88 divided by 12? It's like 6.5? 7. No, it's a little more than 7.
Yeah, a piano has 7.25 octaves.
Thank you very
Joe
much.
Figured there, it out.
I did, finally. Basic mathematics.
This guy has a greater range than a piano.
White people mathematics. Sorry, that's right.
Wow.
It's the highest note I got.
His lowest.
Thank you for that.
His lowest note is G minus 7. He's been examined by ear, nose, and throat specialists who are intrigued by his voice.
What the hell's going on in there?
So I think we've made the point. This guy's got a really low voice.
Well, and a really high voice if he's got a 10-octave range. But
yeah, if he was always stuck at the very low range.
Well, no, wait a minute.
He's got very elastic vocal cords, apparently.
Yeah.
Vocal folds, you're supposed to say.
Well, yeah, if I mean, he's got 10 octaves, but 7.25 of them are below a piano, then... No,
oh, wow.
he can't hit high notes.
Mm.
He just has a very low voice.
Anyway, this
if only
is,
we had a recording of him.
This is him singing.
I got a wall.
Got to.
Lonesome.
I
got a wall.
I can feel that in my bowels.
I like when he does that.
Yeah.
This guy's balls. They gotta be the size of cantaloupes. He can't even walk. He's got a cart. So you know, it's along behind him, you know, carrying his enormous balls.
You know what's interesting about that is, like, back in the day, like if he had, like if he had become a thing when I was a kid, he'd have been on Johnny Carson or you know, what was that show that they had on where they had like talented people on?
The Gong Show.
Not the Gong Show. The Real People, Real People or something like that.
Yeah.
And he would have recorded a song, and it would have sold millions of copies, including to me.
Yeah.
And he would have become a rich, rich man.
Yeah.
People buying that album. Now, I listen to that for free on a video somewhere. Click. He doesn't make a cent off of it.
Yeah, he might
I don't
be
pay
getting
a cent for it.
Half of, or 10% of some YouTube ad or something.
He won't make any money off of this talent whatsoever. I mean, if he goes around to state fairs and does it and pay people to pay tickets, maybe. But 30 years ago, he'd have been a multimillionaire. Now it's just, that guy's got a low voice anyway.
So that song is cool. That's an old spiritual, I'm sure. I'm not familiar with it.
I wonder if he can sing that WAP song.
Yeah, does he take requests?
With his low voice.
Is he doing covers?
You got a wet ass.
I'm not saying it. I guess it's a podcast. I could. I just choose not to.
No,
it's bad for the brand.
Absolutely.
Plus, it's disgusting.
Can you imagine when he hit puberty, though, as a kid? What that was like?
Well, he sounded like this as a 3-year-old. Mommy. Mommy, can I have another cookie?
Wow. I'm upset.
I want another cookie.
Where is my baba?
His talent was discovered after he sang at a Christian summer camp as a child, and it deepened even further when he reached adulthood.
There you go.
His total vocal range here, it says here, is 10 octaves. Is different numbers, different parts of the same story. Nice job of proofreading.
God, journalism. Tell you what, my throat is messed up right now because all the smoke. Oh, it's nasty.
The doctor said this guy's vocal cords are twice as long as normal persons are.
Wow. They gotta be. Well, and he's borderline. You could hear it in those low notes. He's close to just clicking.
So he's got these long.
Because all sound is just a series of clicks.
Long, hammock-like, floppy vocal cords.
Oh, yeah.
And he vibrates and he
like,
goes, whoa.
Like wizard sleeve.
Play the very beginning
Borat.
Of that. Because at the beginning, and this is through my headphones, which I don't even know what the hertz range of my headphones are. I need to listen to this in my car where I got a really bumping stereo. I'd like to hear it on the bass in there. Play the beginning of this again.
I got a wall.
That's something.
Oh my god, yeah, I got a pretty bumping stereo myself. I gotta believe the subwoofer is gonna be smoking. Or I'll just soil myself.
Like
just
climaxed.
Vibrate my bowels, just clean. Jackgasmed. Joe pooped.
That's a good concert.
Right. You never know how you're going to react to the wonders of Steve Storm. Is that his name?
Tim Storm.
Tim Storm.
There you go. That's a guy with a really low voice is what that is.
Oh, brother.
Well, I guess that's it.